This is Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Amongst those present for the publication of the Centro Astalli annual report in Rome was the director of the Vatican Press Office, Father Federico Lombardi. The event took place as yet another rescue effort by the Italian Navy in the Mediterranean Sea lent assistance to an overcrowded boat in difficulty, carrying some 200 migrants, many of whom women and children. Amongst them, at least one person has reportedly died. The Centro Astalli, which is part of the Jesuit Refugee Service umbrella and works in Rome to offer a wide range of services to the tens of thousands of forced migrants who arrive in the city, was spotlighted last September when Pope Francis chose to spend some time with the refugees there, showing his solidarity and support for their cause and their search for freedom and dignity. The report reveals that in the year 2013, the centre received 21,000 requests from asylum seekers and forced migrants and struggled to provide them with first assistance, legal assistance, medical care and cultural tools. Speaking to me, Father Lombardi pointed out that with his actions as well as with his words, the Pope shows the way in receiving, accepting and integrating forced migrants and refugees, putting into practice a new culture of encounter.
I am here to witness the great attention of Pope Francis for this problem. He has begun immediately at the beginning of his pontificate not only to reflect but also to take a concrete initiative in this field. His trip to Lampedusa was the first sign of an incredible strength, and he came to visit here in Rome the Center Astalli exactly at the second step of the demonstration of his interest for the way of the refugees. They arrive from Africa through a very difficult trip through the sea and then to Europe, and then they have to be received here, to be helped for the insertion in the society. And this is the great value of the activity of the Centro Astalli, is to try to find concrete models to help the people through the language, through the different legal procedures and so on, to find a way to be active part of the society in lands that accept them as citizens with great total dignity. And this is really the aim that we have through the Centro Astalli and all the activities of Jesuit Refugee Service and of the activity of the Church for the refugees. That is to help people that cannot be recognized with their dignity in their original lands to find lands where they can be really active and creative and positive member of a society. This is what we have to do, and the Pope demonstrates his full commitment to go in this direction. He has also invited the religious communities to give spaces, to give houses to receive refugees. We have to find also concrete actions and models to help the refugees to find their way through a free and in total dignity participation in the society.
These people also come across a cultural obstacle. They have difficulty integrating into society, but they are really the poorest of the poor, the most vulnerable people of society. How can we get this message across?
From our side, we need an attitude of readiness to understand, to listen, also with patience, because this is not so easy always to do. But there are also concrete actions, like help in understanding the languages, or help in understanding the laws and the way of organization of the societies where they are received. In this sense, this is a first assistance, first help, like food and room. But we have more the cultural and the spiritual reception to give to them.
Pope Francis's witness as reaching across in such a human and such a concrete way also helps change the attitude of diffidence and fear people have?
Pope Francis, as in many fields, he gives first the example. He does first what we have to do. He goes or he flies where there are the problem, where the refugees arrive. He goes in the center where the refugees come every day to be accepted. And then he demonstrates that we have to engage in this direction. He has not the solution, the theoretical or political or social solution, but he gives us the inspiration and the direction.